Good evening, everybody. This is Bill Crozier calling the PNB Coordinating Committee to order. This is Tuesday, July 19th at 7:40 p.m. Central Time, 8:40 Eastern, 5:40 Pacific. And I'll go ahead and call the roll. Teresa Allen. Don't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Arlene Engelhart?
Present.
Kimmery Orendorf? Can't hear you, Kimmery. Summer Reese?
Present.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Miss Sophia?
Present.
Okay. I'm missing anyone else? Okay. We have quorum.
I'm trying to be on mute because I'm traveling.
Okay. Thank you for muting. Yeah, that's good. Okay. So I sent out a draft agenda last night, and it was sent out automatically by the KPFDX system. Should have gotten that this morning also. Any changes to the agenda? Or do you want me to read it first? It's also posted on KPFDX.
I guess I should, yeah. Yeah, I sent out a response objecting to, and I don't know where Summer is in her proposal to, with regard to John Gary, but I think that is overreaching.
May I check to see? I sent a response to that. I wasn't, that was before you were secretary. That's when these are old minutes. I don't know how they became part of the agenda in any way, because that was when we were first coordinating the return of minutes. It's been running very smoothly since then, so that wasn't any attempt on my part to overreach. I don't think there are any issues going on at this point. That was from several months ago, frankly. And so I didn't know that was on there, and it certainly wasn't any attempt to usurp your communications with the recording secretary, because it preceded you by several months. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, let me just read it all, and then we can delete that if nobody objects.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that was just an update, but it's frankly irrelevant at this point. That's long over with. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, number one, call to order. Number two, call roll. Number three, approval of agenda, which is where we are now. Four, choose temporary secretary, because we're rotating around each month. Five, approval of June 7th and June 16th minutes, and also we need to add May 17th. Number six, review briefly progress on action items from previous meetings. And then under that is 6.1, work group to develop processes, RE, use of executive session audio in accordance with council's recommendation. That was Lydia, Nia, and Teresa. 6.2, summer to contact committee chairs to ascertain whether or not there are any motions coming out of committee to be placed on the agenda, and to submit written reports minutes to the PNB. 6.3, this is the one Afia was talking about, summer to contact John Gary to coordinate prompt return of minutes. If anybody listening on the stream, he's the recording secretary for the PNB now. 6.4, status of proposed bylaws amendments, Lydia and Bill. Under that, reduce mandatory in-person meetings instead of four to between two and four per year. And then also another one to allow for regular monthly PNB telephonic meetings, regular by the definition of the bylaws, I guess. Number seven, notice requirements for PNB meetings, including special or telephone meetings, and the PNB meeting cancellation last week. Eight, preparations for the September 23rd through 26th in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. Nine, new business, if any. Ten, confirm next coordinating committee meeting date, tentatively Tuesday, August 16th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. 11, review action items, 12, adjourn. Okay, so Thea wants to delete item 6.3. Are there any objections to that? Hearing none, then we'll delete that. Any other changes? And I already added in the May 17th minutes.
Bill, do we have in there just to cover what's going on with coordination of the actual in-person meeting that's currently on the schedule, at least, so we can at least, I can at least update everyone on my conversation.
Yeah, number eight is preparations for the September 23 through 26 in-person meeting. So whatever we need to talk about for that.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
And
traffic. I probably missed it. Thank you.
Yeah, that might be a major item. I don't know how long we'll need to do that.
Hi, this is
okay.
Teresa. Sorry for any delay.
Hi, Teresa. Hi, okay. We got you. We just started about 5 minutes ago.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sitting in my car, and I was calling the wrong code.
Okay. But we're on agenda approval. Are there any other changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, then the agenda's approved as amended. Okay, choose temporary secretary. We need a secretary for tonight. Who would like to do that?
The silence is overwhelming.
Yep.
I'm driving. That's my excuse.
Okay.
Well,
I believe Lydia, Tracy, and I did the last three.
I'm sorry, but again, this is Teresa. I'm in my car. I'm not in front of my computer, and it would like take me three times as long to do it because of this situation. These Tuesday night meetings on third Tuesdays, they just don't work for me.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, I'll do please help me.
This is the promise I'll make to you.
Okay.
If you take your own minutes, I will not be complaining.
Okay, sometimes it's just hard to do that. Especially when we have votes. I don't know if we'll have any votes tonight. But. Okay, any objections to me doing it? Just not. I hope somebody else will do it next time. All right. Next item, approval of minutes. We have June 7th, the ones I did, and I sent out again last night. I'd sent them out, I think, the week after the June 7th meeting. Then also June 16th that Tracy sent us today, and May 17th that Lydia sent us today. I guess we can take those in order of by date. May 17th, the ones Lydia sent. Are there any corrections or questions?
Bill, this is Summer. I'm just going to abstain on all the minutes. I apologize. I'm sure they're all fantastic. I just didn't get to review any of them. Okay.
Okay. Lydia sent them about 5 hours ago, if anybody's looking in their mail.
May 17th?
Okay. Yes.
I don't hear any objections.
Okay, do you hear a motion to approve them?
I move to approve.
Okay. Let me write this down. Okay, no objections. All right. Thank you, Lydia, for those. Next by date is June 7th, the ones I did, and I sent them out again last night.
I move to approve the June 7th minutes, Teresa.
Okay. Any objections or corrections? Okay, hearing none, then they're approved. June 16th, and Tracy sent those out today.
I move to approve the June 16th minutes.
Okay, any corrections or objections? Hearing none, then they're approved. Okay, thank you. All right, now we need probably briefly update and review progress on action items from previous meetings. 6.1, work group to develop processes on the use of executive session audio in accordance with council's recommendation. That was going to be Lydia, Nia, and Teresa. And I believe we got a comment from Arlene after she talked with Ricardo about that. You want to refresh everybody's memory about that, Arlene?
I don't
can't
hear
you, Arlene. Well, he basically said, maybe she's muted or maybe lost her. He basically said, if I remember correctly, that if we have recordings, that they should be destroyed immediately after the minutes are approved, partly so that they, they could fall in the wrong hands, or because they could be subpoenaed under some conditions. I'm not sure if they can be subpoenaed if our attorney was present on the call, but they still might be able to some extent, so they could be used against us in legal proceedings. And since most of the executive sessions are deal with legal issues, then that could be a problem.
This is Summers.
But yeah, but I don't know. The work group, Lydia, Nia, and Teresa, did you all get to talk about this or come up with any recommendations? Well, go ahead, Summer, and then I'll let the work group talk.
I recall the email that Arlene sent out from Ricardo actually said that it would be a good idea not to record the executive sessions at all, if that were possible. So I think the legal opinion seriously frowned on recording executive sessions because of the potentiality of subpoena, and considering that the minutes basically have to consist only of motions. I think it's really certain members of the board that are concerned that we have approved the minutes and that there's a record to check before that can be substantiated, and then they're destroyed. But I believe legal counsel was of the opinion that we shouldn't record them at all.
Right.
This is Lydia.
The work group? Yeah. Lydia, go ahead.
We haven't met, and all the fault of all three of us. So, I'm inclined to yes, to destroy them after the minutes are approved. But I think obviously, since it affects the whole board, which may totally agree with counsel, of course, or not. But that would be my recommendation. But I think that we should meet and maybe communicate something by email with counsel. How much do we get charged for emails to counsel? If the three of us were to meet, meaning Nia, Teresa, and myself, and we develop a proposal or a motion, then and we send it to counsel to see if that meets with his approval, is that acceptable? Is that costly? Do we have a rate for that sort of thing?
This is Summer.
Okay, Summer, go ahead. Or Arlene, if she's on the call, too.
Yeah, Arlene was the one I was asking. I'm sorry.
Well, I was presuming Arlene still wasn't on the call. She's back.
No, here we are. Sorry. I thought we were muted. Can you hear me? I don't think
yes.
We were
yes,
muted.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me now? Okay, we were muted. Sorry. Counsel charges usually by the amount of time spent. You know, sometimes if something takes 2 or 3 minutes, he may not charge us, but otherwise, you know, we'll get a bill that says 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever, and it's that portion of his hourly rate. Non-court time is $150 an hour.
Oh, okay.
And, Bill, this is Summer. I still have something to say.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Summer.
This is an issue I actually want to raise in executive session regarding how we utilize counsel time, because I think it's dramatically inefficient when we're failing to meet as required by the bylaws to have legal counsel sit in on open sessions while billing us, and it does not seem fiscally responsible to me at all. I never recall taking a vote on it, and I think it's something that we need to discuss because it dramatically increases the cost of every telephone meeting for no tangible legal purpose. In executive session, obviously, that's a different matter because we're discussing legal issues, but I do think that as a board, as we're looking at costs, we need to consider things like that and not simply allow them to go by unaddressed. So it's something I'm going to be bringing up in executive session.
Okay, well, can you hold that just for a minute? I mean, that we could probably discuss that in open setting here, but regarding the audio recordings, do we have a motion for that, or Lydia, or who else was on
Bill,
the
what
record?
I said was if we could still meet this weekend, which I'll send out the proposed meeting times to Teresa and Nia, and then we could formulate something. If we have something to formulate, we may not.
Okay.
was my question. That was it. So that's what I'm recommending. That's my recommendation.
What is your recommendation? Give us the weekend.
Well, do we want to go ahead and have a motion for the next P&B meeting so that we don't have to wait another month? You know, if your recommendation is just to tweak the whatever is going to be, I don't like to record or not to record. I guess that's the question, right?
Well, this is Teresa.
Yeah.
May I say something?
Okay. Yeah, Teresa.
To me, the person that has had most concern about minutes has been Nia Bediako. And another person who seems to have strong opinions about them is Tracy Rosenberg. If we had one of those two people take the minute, if we had an understanding before our next executive session that one of those two people was going to take the minute, could we maybe agree that we wouldn't take the meeting?
Teresa, this is a point of personal privilege. Why do you say I have a concern about the minutes? I don't understand. I don't recall ever saying a single thing about executive session minutes.
To me, you seem to have an understanding about what is legal and what is not. So I have confidence in you taking minutes. Maybe I'm wrong. But I have confidence in you.
Nobody seems to want to take these minutes.
Okay.
I still have concerns, but okay, thank you. I understand.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. It sounds like we're not quite ready. I mean, we were just going to be briefly reviewing progress on this, and if the committee hasn't met, then I guess we need to let them meet and discuss this. But is that somewhere?
Yeah, we have the secretary is on the call with us. Thea is, is it possible she could just take the minutes during executive session and we could put this to rest?
Well, we can't put it to rest. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Thea.
I'm just asking because, you know,
So obviously the board is something the board is going to have to vote on regardless of who puts out which motions with regard to this subject, but I do think that the secretary should be involved in the conversation, obviously, and there could be different solutions. So the proposals can either come back to this body, or if it needs to be resolved before then, taken as motions to the PMB, but it can't be put to bed till the PMB votes on it.
Well, and I'm going to object to having a motion decided over the weekend for the PNB meeting next week, since we're going to get to that entire subject of notice, agenda, legal requirements, and et cetera. So, like, if it doesn't happen today, it's not going to be on the agenda for next week's PNB meeting. So,
well, Afia, since you're the secretary, you want to comment? I believe you're muted. Can't hear you, Afia. Okay, well, maybe she's not on. Well, right now we're supposed to just be briefly reviewing progress, so I guess there's no progress yet.
Well, this is Teresa. My sincerest apologies. If we could get our secretary to agree to take the minutes and get them to us as quickly as possible, just without a lot of, just the motions and the decisions, then I wish this problem would go away, because arguing over minutes is, I don't think, very productive.
Well, we could have both Afia and John Gary, our recording secretary, taking notes, right?
Well,
including
and,
during executive session.
This is Summer again?
Yeah, Summer.
John Gary has been taking minutes during executive session and returning them within the next day, so I don't think... I really, frankly, think the recording is completely superfluous. You have two secretaries both taking minutes, and our legal counsel thinks we should not record them. So as long as we're okay with the recording secretary being on the executive session, in reality, he has been returning those minutes the following day. So there has been very little lag time, and people's memories should still be fresh. So I I would personally move that we not record these minutes because that's the advice of legal counsel, and we have both the recording secretary and the board secretary, and ask them both to please record what happened so that they can compare with each other's notes, you know.
This is Nia, Bill. Bill, this is
Nia. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
I must say that since we have a permanent secretary and the duly elected recording secretary, they're both doing a very good job. I think this conversation is probably moot. So when Teresa said that I had a concern because corrections weren't being made and the former secretary was challenging what I had to say. That's why we had that issue. But these two people have been working together very well, and they're doing a wonderful job. I mean, if it's not broken now, I don't think we should fix it.
So,
okay.
Bill, may I make a motion?
Okay.
I move that we not record the executive session, that we have both the recording secretary and the board secretary record minutes of the executive session.
I'll second that if you need a second. This is Teresa.
Thank you, because it conforms with legal counsel's advices, and I think it's the better course of action. If we discover we're having a problem, let's revisit the issue.
Can you all hear me?
Okay. Yes. Afia, now we can. Didn't hear you earlier.
Yeah, okay. First of all, I would remind you all of you again, that it is the corporate secretary who is to prepare and cause to prepare the minutes of the meeting, number one. Number two, the notion that legal obligations are going to be avoided by a charade of not taking the steps necessary to have accurate minutes is an absurdity. Every member of the board can be subpoenaed and deposed. So the procedure that has been in place ever since I've been on this board is not broken, as Director Bediaco points out, and is not in need of changing. I don't know what it is you all think you're going to get to hide, but I find it insulting to even make such a proposal and illegal to attempt to suborn testimony.
Point of information, are you suggesting that by not taping it? Point of information, are you saying, Madam Secretary, that by not taping it, we're trying to suborn something and hide something?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
That is quite a charge.
I'm not suggesting it. I'm saying it.
Okay, well, thank you for the accusation.
I really
okay,
don't
but,
know.
What Afia, do you feel that you need the recording, though? It sounds like
I do.
If you and John are taking minutes, then I thought you said that was working fine. Do you use the recordings in the executive session?
For the purposes of checking for accuracy, that the recording is very useful, and that the destruction of the tape after the minutes are approved has been the procedure, and there's no reason to abandon that procedure. And even with the fallacious argument that they can be subpoenaed, so can everybody sitting on the board.
Point of information.
Okay.
And this is Lydia. I'd like to be back on the stack. And Tracy.
Okay, remember, there's a lot of other things on the agenda tonight. I was hoping this wouldn't take long.
You're saying that the opinion by our attorney is a fallacious accusation. So it's a lie and an accusation?
That it reduces the liability? Yeah, that's inaccurate.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. You're welcome.
Any other comments?
Yeah,
any other comments?
Lydia had asked to be on the stack.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lydia.
Tracy. I've been trying. Did you hear me, Bill?
Oh, Tracy? Now I hear you. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, the only thing I was going to say is that something that, excuse me for repeating myself, but something that has been the practice of the PNB, and I assume that it stems from a motion from back in the day, that we record the session until the minutes are approved, the executive session, would require still a motion to reverse that process. So, any definitive decision cannot be made here. I do not think anyone is suggesting that we keep these recordings for eternity. And it is specifically, as Afia articulated, for the purposes of something that is a legal document, which are our minutes, that they be as accurate as possible. And having gone through the process, not just from this board, from every board, that when we go back and listen to the audio, we always find things that were, or not always, but, you know, we sometimes find things that have been missed or whatever. Certainly I did, even when doing this set of minutes for May, when listening to the audio again. It's extremely helpful, although every attorney, you know, has an opinion, and I respect our attorney's opinion, and I understand his concern. And I would say that I would not say that we should keep it for everyone to keep listening to the audio. But, you know, certainly the secretary and the recording secretary should have access to the recording in order to present accurate minutes.
Amen. Okay, so you're objecting to it. Well,
this is Teresa. I'd like
okay.
to say something.
And yeah, Tracy hasn't had a chance to speak for a while. Tracy?
Okay. Okay, thanks. I guess what I'm going to say here is I understand Ricardo's concerns. There are executive sessions that we have that would probably not do us a great deal of benefit in a court of law. On the other hand, though, that argument also reverses the other way, where in a potential legal situation, actually having documentation of what went on above and beyond written minutes can at times be very beneficial. So it seems to me that the argument kind of cuts both ways. And in that case, I mean, obviously having a record is better than not having a record. And if we are eventually going to destroy tapes, then essentially we better, what the record that we have has to be accurate. So I don't know if it's the most significant danger in the entire world that we keep the tapes a little bit longer in order to ensure that what we have in the written record is as accurate as possible, because mistakes in our written minutes are also a legal problem. I mean, we could really trip over those. So I guess maybe what I'm suggesting is some sort of a limit beyond which they'll be available for 1 month after the meeting or 2 months after the meeting, and at that point, they'll be destroyed. No matter whether the secretary has gotten around to doing the minutes or not. In other words, some sort of assurance that these things will not be here forever is maybe one possible compromise. That's it. I'm just kind of throwing it out.
Okay, well, I'm suggesting we postpone considerations to the next meeting. It sounds like we're not quite together, and the work group hasn't worked on this, and we've already talked about it quite a while.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Lydia?
Yes, so I would ask, I don't know if Afia would like to be on a little working group to develop some of the wording, and if Tracy, anybody can. I'll put it out to the whole committee as to when we can get together and work on something. I think that Tracy's recommendation is reasonable as well.
Point of order.
Who had the point of order?
Summer.
Summer, okay, go ahead, Summer.
There's a motion on the floor, and I understand.
Well, I was suggesting.
I understand there's opposition to it, so that's fine. But just it needs to be, somehow not left just
right.
Dangling there. So, and I guess my previous point is, you know, John Gary's producing executive session minutes in a 24-hour turnaround period. So, I don't think they should be lingering around if they're going to be made at all for a month or two. I mean. at the very latest, they should be, like, approved. And, of course, to do that, we have to have people not intentionally jack up the meetings. We have to be able to actually approve minutes in a, you know, an efficient fashion at the following PNB meeting in order to be able to destroy recordings of that sort of thing. So, anyway, I'm willing to withdraw my motion for the time being because there's obviously a multiplicity of opinions on the subject, but this has been sitting on the agenda for months now while meetings are going on and stuff's happening in default. So hopefully the working group will come back with some recommendations, actually fold the legal recommendations in with the whole thing and come back at the next coordinating committee with some possibilities.
Okay, well, I would withdraw it also if possible. Okay, well, for Robert, you really can't. Well, actually, it's this committee. I guess it's okay. We don't need a second. And I was going to suggest the postpone consideration, which would effectively do the same thing. So, Okay, I don't hear any objections to postponing it till next month, so let's just do that. Okay, let me write this down. Okay, let's see, next item. Summer to contact committee chairs to ascertain whether or not there are any motions coming out of committees to be placed on an agenda and to submit written reports, minutes to the PNB. So how's that going, Summer?
Is that me?
Yes.
I can barely hear. Well, as everyone sees, I send out reminders. I sent out another one explaining why I canceled the meeting and giving quite a bit of detail of what could or could not be included in a report to help people that maybe were having trouble figuring out how to make a report. And the net result is I received virtually no response. Tracy is the only person who responds when I request motions from committees. I basically get nothing from anybody else on anything, frankly. So I really don't know what to say, Bill. You know, the agendas are the ones that come, I mean, the motions are the ones that come forward that people put forward, but we're not really getting committee reports from most people. We get from FRAT. FRAT puts forward committee reports. So, you know, and that's a task force, so it's not even a committee. But frankly, it's, you know, I'm going to be making phone calls to everybody this week as part of the notice requirements for next week's meeting. So I will talk to people, you know, personally as to, you know, what difficulties they're encountering if they're chairs of a committee and whether any motions come forward. But that's not going to put them on the agenda.
This is Lydia.
Okay.
And the new bill, at the veneer.
Okay, got you, Lydia. Okay, Lydia.
Yes, I was going to, but I didn't have time, unfortunately, to formulate a motion, but it could also just be a recommendation. Here at KPFK, we recently started to do something that the Governance Committee recommended to the chair, which was to rotate the committee on the agenda so that it's not always the same order for the committee, so that if the Personnel Committee is up, or the Affiliates Committee was up one time, then the next time the first committee report should come from Personnel and so forth. And perhaps then the committees would feel that their motions are actually going to be heard on the agenda. That might be an added incentive. And perhaps then if
yes.
You know that your committee is going to be up first in the committee rotation, barring some time-sensitive issue, of course, that might be useful. It seems to be working here. We had motions languishing in one of our committees, and it was brought to the fore, the several of their motions, because we implemented that process.
Okay, now I hear you, Summer. Okay, Nia was next on the stack, though.
Okay, I don't know when you lost me, though. I lost the signal entirely, so I have no idea when I cut out.
You said you would talk to the chairs this coming week, and then I'd...
Whatever I said after that was essentially I'm not getting much response by writing to people and asking for
okay.
a report motion.
Bill,
okay. Lydia,
is it
Lydia
my turn?
And now Nia, yes, now Nia is up. Go ahead.
Okay. Summer, this is the second month that you passed the comment that you've only been hearing from Tracy. I have sent you the motions, and I sent you the entire thing with the minutes, if you recall, and then there was some confusion that I sent too much. We didn't want the vote count and all of that. So for you to give the impression that only Tracy is doing this, I think you're forgetting that there are two motions there from the Personnel Committee like Lydia said, have been languishing there. So I have sent them to you. And I remind you and Bill every meeting to please put them back on there. So
they haven't gone off of the agenda, Dean. I apologize. I said I hear from a few people. I was trying to remember. I'm driving in 115-degree heat across the desert with my phone cutting out, and I did apologize. I did say that I have heard from a few people. But your personnel committee motions haven't been kept through agendas at this point. So
repeat that last sentence.
I didn't hear what she said. What did you say, Summer?
I said I've never removed your committee motions from the agenda. I apologize for not acknowledging that you have sent stuff. But it's only a couple of people, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So it's three people that I can think of that have sent me motions out of all of the different committees that are meeting. Nobody else even responds, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, it's the same people. I apologize. You are one of the people that sends motions. You and Tracy.
Teresa on the staff.
I'm not getting a large response, even though I have been sending out reminders asking people, and in fact this last time kind of gave instructions that it could be fairly bare bones, you know. So.
Okay, reminder, we're just checking status on this. Okay, we don't have to get in a big long discussion. Teresa?
I do have a question. We have been taking minutes of the affiliate task force meeting. Do you want me to copy you on the minutes and consider that a report? Or does it have to be approved minutes to send them to you, or is it separate? Is a report separate from the minutes? What do you constitute as a report?
Okay, I had it brought to my case. Those approved minutes are motions. A report could be from there that says these are the motions that have come out. They could be like an extract from your minutes, but it doesn't have to be. It could be the minutes. But it would be nice. It's basically action items and motions that if the board needs to vote on them and they go in your committee report, yes, minutes could be part of that or a separate report could be part of that. Either one, quite frankly.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
this is
I'm very
Bill.
Sorry. I'll try to send those to you because we're doing them. So.
Okay,
yeah, this is
you.
Bill. I tried to send the motions from this committee also, and I think you got them all, but when I was chair of elections, for example, I would write up if we had motions, especially or anything that the PNB needed to know about, I'd write it up, and I wouldn't wait for the minutes to be approved. That would be another month later, and maybe a month and a half before it got to the PNB. I'd just write it up, send it to all the committee, and ask if there's any corrections or anything anybody would say, and I'd correct them if there were, and if not, I'd just go ahead and send it to the PNB. So, that only takes a few days, and that way it's more current. You don't have to wait forever. And if you have a motion, especially from a committee, you don't want to, delay things before it gets to the PNB. But I'm a great believer, though, and kind of like Summer's saying, we need to make sure we're getting all these, we're not losing the motions or reports. But if a committee doesn't have a report, I don't think we have to put them on the agenda. And maybe that'll encourage people to generate the reports. They only have to be half a page or something. They need the motions and anything special the PNB needs to know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I tried to reiterate the other day was like, let us know what you're working on and if something's passed that we need to take action on so that, the whole board's aware of it.
Okay. All right. So Summer's going to check with the chairs again. Let me know if you need help with that, Summer. And can we go ahead and move on? And especially we need to remind them, I guess, that if they don't get a report in or send in motions, they're not going to be on the agenda. Does that sound reasonable to everybody? Okay. Let's see. We deleted 6.4, status of proposed bylaws amendments. Lydia and Bill, I think Lydia said she had worked on some text of at least one of them and had some directors already sign on, although I have not seen it. So, and I don't know if that's just one of those amendments, Lydia. Do you want to comment? Or?
Yes, the amendment that I originally proposed, that was not ever referred to this committee. I don't know how it ended up except by conversation or whatever. It's not that kind of an amendment.
What had to do with
they
had
to vote on it. And that's just simply in the wording, if you're familiar with that section, is just changing it from 4 to 2 to 4. That's it. That's the only change.
But the other amendments, and again, I was not, when I looked for the previous proposal for that, it's just like when I was doing the 2-4, I found the 2006 motion with a proposed amendment that never went forward that LaVarne and Patty Heffley and others had signed on to, and Teresa, as a matter of fact, to have three meetings. So I'm going back to like what has been done before, so as not to reinvent the wheel. And on the regular meetings that we're having, the monthly meetings, that was the amendment. And again, this was something that Yosh brought up and Grace signed on to. He has several people on the board when I was not on the board, so a couple of years ago, so as to you know, bring us into accord with the bylaws in terms of these monthly meetings. Every chair has tried to meet the specifics of the special meeting criteria in the bylaws, and they start out trying, and it always kind of falls apart. So that was the thing, although that's not my primary amendment, but there was work done. I was able to resurrect and find that amendment when it was proposed by Yosh and company, and it just needed to be, that's like beyond my scope of being able to handle it, because it calls into question the whole definition of regular meetings and so forth. I thought it would be really simple. The first paragraph contradicts the second, doesn't contradict, but was not clarified in the second one or repeated. So it's more of a committee issue. So anybody that wants to work on that, I'm willing to give it a try, but I'm not promising to deliver a finished product.
Okay, well, it sounds like you and I need to meet to work on language, because I thought that what we wanted to try to do was work on language that would clear up the notice requirements, make them workable, and be compliant with CPB and, you know, but still be fair to everybody. Was that the idea?
Feeding issue?
Okay, go ahead, Summer.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is where we're getting to, because it's somewhere on the agenda later. You know, I mean, I think the issue of 2-4 is an entirely separate issue, the special versus regular meetings and the notice requirements. So I think the reason it's never been done right is because nobody ever has tried to do it right. I recorded the meeting notices yesterday. They simply have to be put into rotation. People have to be called. The CPB requires this stuff as well as the bylaws. The fact that it hasn't been done in the past doesn't mean it can't be done from now on. And frankly, I think, considering the fact that it's almost impossible to get bylaws amendments through, and we should be in compliance with notice requirements as per the CPB as well as the bylaws, that I think the 2-4 meeting issue is, like, worthy of being tackled, but I think the regular versus special meeting issue should simply be tightened up and just done correctly, because I don't see any benefit to revisiting that, quite frankly, because this term will be long over before a bylaws amendment gets passed on that, and I don't think it's to our benefit to not adhere to the notice requirements. And I do think it's to the benefit of functional meetings to stop the absolute intolerable waste of time that occurs with the amendments, the additions, the substitutions that have been going on with the agenda, and the bylaws clearly prohibit that with telephone meetings. And, you know, frankly, it was my own ignorance of how to properly enforce that that's allowed some of this chaos to go on. But I think, you know, we should stop the chaos and try to have more functional meetings. So I will probably oppose changing the telephone meetings from special into regular, but I'm open to discussion on the 2-4 in-person meetings per year based on the fact that, you know, our finances vary year to year. So that's my 2 cents on that subject at any rate.
Okay. Well, I guess Lydia and I and Summer, if you want to join us, need to work on language for whatever might be feasible. Is that okay? Can't hear you. Is that okay? Is that what you're thinking, Lydia and Summer?
And anyone else who wants to join us? There are clearly
sure.
a lot of
yeah.
issues. I mean, Summer, if you have some new CPB
meeting requirements. I know when I used to call them, it was very difficult to pin them down on what they would require even for the cabs. So, you know, minimum of once, but they kept saying that it has to be in relation to what your real needs are as a board and so on and so forth. But if you have something more specific that I'm unaware of, then, you know, that would all go into this kind of conversation as well.
Okay, well, Lydia was suggesting, I believe, this weekend. Is that what you're saying, Lydia, to me for this?
Yeah, that's fine. I had actually suggested that for the other committee on the minutes executive session, but I can do both. So if we can coordinate by email, since rather than take up half an hour on this.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, let's
point
let's
of in, point of information. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Teresa.
I was kicked off the phone and came back on. What is Lydia agreeing to do?
To have
a little work group meeting,
a second little working group, at least to identify what the questions are with regard to the bylaws amendment. We, you know, the long-standing one about whether we're having special meetings or regular meetings, and if we're having regular meetings and calling them special meetings, we want to bring us into compliance. That's all, in the simplest way possible, if it's possible.
And who's going to be on this call?
Whoever wants to be, but I'm going to, originally it was Bill, myself, and Summer, and that meeting didn't happen about 3 weeks ago, so.
All right. If you don't mind, Bill, when you find out when that meeting is, if you call me, if I can join it, I will.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody who wants, call me or email me, and we'll do it.
Okay, but I can't be involved in any more back and forth email about when meetings are. I just can't get.
Oh, okay. I'll
okay.
call you.
We can let the whole committee know. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and I'll call you.
Okay. Okay, now we're through updating on or reviewing progress on the action items from before. Okay, notice requirements is number 7 on the agenda. Notice requirements for PNB meetings, including special or telephone meetings, and the PNB meeting cancellation last week. Who wants to go first?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay. So my only concern is that I did not consider, based on the motion that we passed, that the Thursday was a call for a meeting, since it was just a calendar reservation, and the specific motion simply said that it would be used if needed. And that's just because otherwise, if we need a continuation meeting, which is allowed for in Roberts, then we would be stuck. We would spend an hour discussing when can we possibly have this meeting. We had this in the early coordinating committee meetings. So that was the thinking at the time. It is not a setting of the meeting, because that should be announced at the Wednesday meeting only if we needed some time-sensitive matter, as I recall, that had to be continued, that required a continuation meeting. So it's a calendar issue. It's not the scheduling of a meeting, because no meeting had been called for last Thursday at the previous PNB meeting. So I didn't see the need to take it off the calendar, particularly since there hadn't been a motion to rescind this, which I think is what is required. Once a motion which does not belong to this committee or to the chair but belongs to the body was passed without objection. So that was my issue.
Okay. Anybody else want to talk about this? Summer?
Yeah, I keep losing the call, so if I cut out, I've got like one bar here, and I really couldn't hear all of what Lydia said, but this goes back to the previous conversation. You know, as chair, it's my job to see to it, to the best of my ability, that we are legally compliant. If I discover we're making a mistake, I'm going to try and fix it. The Thursday meeting is supposed to be a continuation meeting. It shouldn't be on the calendar if we're not actually having it, because that's confusing to the public. I frankly see that we're accomplishing next door to nothing at most of these meetings. It's one of the reasons I basically reached deep inside to figure out what was within my powers as chair to try and straighten these meetings out. And strict compliance with the law is one of the few things that will do that. And the bylaws are very clear. You can't screw around with the agenda on a special meeting. the telephone meetings are a special meeting. The requirements of special meetings are that they get announced on the air and that people get called and that the agenda be set 7 days in advance, and that's it. It's set in stone. It's not going to eliminate all of the wrangling, but it's going to eliminate a bunch of the BS that occurs at the end of meetings that chew up a half an hour to an hour of every meeting that we've had. We're spending hundreds of dollars per meeting to amend the agenda frequently, and I find that reprehensible when we're not adhering to the bylaws in having in-person meetings, but we're really just messing around on telephone conferences. To do all the proper notice requirements, and the CPB requirements are quite clear that you also have to have on-air announcements. It's a different number of on-air announcements. The bylaws actually require more than the CPB, but they're still required, and the public has to know when you're having the meetings so that they can listen to them. So I recorded CART yesterday for the July and August meeting. They started playing, the July one started playing this morning on KPFK. I've forwarded them to Arlene. I've gotten the traffic coordinators at all the five stations. I've forwarded those addresses. I'm going to also forward the CART to those people. I find with all of the requirements to adhere to where we're at currently, the bylaws have not been amended, and even if they were to be amended, it would be 6 months to a year before that takes effect. God only knows if I would still be chair or want to be by then, but for where we're at this year, to be compliant, we have to announce them on air, we have to set the agenda, people have to be called. To do all of that, it is very difficult to do two meetings per month. And frankly, I don't see that we're accomplishing enough to justify two meetings per month. And since the second meeting is a continuation meeting, there's no reason to have something posted which may or may not occur. And frankly, I see no reason for it to occur. But if we vote at a meeting and say, my goodness, we really have to meet in 2 weeks, well, then that means I have to go in and quickly record another CART and distribute it to everybody and call everybody, and we have to get it out within that week, essentially, okay? And I just think it's, you know, there's absolutely no illegality about canceling a continuation meeting that nobody called for that's just sitting on the calendar. Failing to notice it correctly when you become fully aware of what all the notification requirements are, and I sent out something 2 weeks prior to that saying, this is what we're going to need to do, I think it's erring on the side of caution. And from this point forward, I want to see to it that we don't violate anything that we don't have to, because we're already treading on thin ice with the things that we're doing because of financial reasons. There's no financial justification for failing to notice these things properly. It's just a matter of doing it and making it happen and getting cooperation. So that's where I stand on it. This is what the bylaws say now. This is what he says now. Do it for twice a month. I don't think there's a benefit. I think we're paying for this, and if we're in such financial straits that we can't have in-person meetings, there's really no justification for two telephone meetings per month for special circumstances, in which case we can move at a meeting to have a follow-up meeting. So as far as I'm concerned, I think it's efficient, appropriate, and will allow for proper notification to have the one Wednesday meeting per month unless circumstances dictate otherwise at a particular meeting. But otherwise, you know, continuing from one meeting to the next, we're still not even managing to get committee reports at this point, and I'd rather have cleaner meetings where the agendas are set and people can't take up all that time to simply move deck chairs around. So that's what my thinking was in doing it. That's where I'm at now. I want to do everything I can to see to it that the board is legally compliant to the best of our ability.
This is Lydia.
Okay, let's hear from other people.
And then please put me back.
Okay, I'll put you back on. Let's see if anybody else wants to talk first.
Teresa on the stack.
Okay, Teresa.
Nia.
Okay, and Nia. Teresa?
I thought Lydia wanted to be on.
Well, but she already spoke on it once.
Okay.
She spoke first.
I'm all right. I disagree with you on a few points, but maybe I just don't understand. I thought there was an understanding that if we didn't have the face-to-face national board meetings, that we were going to have some additional meetings, and we tried to have them in June and July or May and June. Now, I didn't, you know, so much time has passed between our last meeting, which was on June 22nd. I thought, personally, in my mind, I was thinking, hey, isn't it time for a national board meeting? But if last Thursday, July 14th, was just a time slot for a continuation meeting, I can appreciate that. And, you know, I if we achieved all of our work on June the 22nd, then we didn't need to have a continuation meeting, fine. But I think we should put something on the calendar so committees don't schedule meetings on that carryover date. Maybe we could put something on the calendar that says this a PNB telephone conference could be scheduled on this date if needed. Because I hate to have a committee like personnel, for example, go through all the effort to put something on the calendar, and then if there was a carryover, say, oh, dang, we have to, you know, reschedule our meeting. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes. Bill, whenever you want me to respond, I will.
Okay. All right. Well, Nia's next. I think you're muted, Nia.
This is Nia. I just got dropped. I have no idea where you guys are, but this is the
okay. Actually, you're next.
I feel you.
You're next to talk about this, the topic about the notice requirements for the PNB meetings and the cancellation of last week's meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard part of what Summer said, and as everyone in the call knows, that I was the one who wrote about overreaching in terms of canceling the meeting, and also the fact that, as you guys know, I only want one meeting per month. Lord knows if that's enough for me. Now, I think I'm a little confused because I thought earlier I heard Lydia that there was that you could not really get a straight story out of the CPB, and then someone just said that that there is a CPB criterion for these meetings. So I just need clarification. And do you have written criterion from the CPB, Summer, that you could forward to us when you get to a place where you could do that? Also, also in terms of Kriegler, I don't know what the question was, but I think we need to get back into the habit of having our requests for opinions written for all board members to see rather than having a conversation. Because, you know, sometimes when you're talking with someone, well, we don't know what the communication was. Now, did Kriegler give a written opinion on this? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. Okay.
Yes.
Lydia's next, and then we'll get back to Summer.
Okay,
so... certainly Summer should under the circumstances make her case to the PNB, but the bylaws also require us to use Robert's Rules, and Robert's Rules is very specific about if a motion is passed and the assembly as a whole is bound by that, and therefore the assembly has to rescind that motion, and you could certainly present your rationale about it. I still believe that was just a placeholding calendar thing because of the way that the motion is very clear that Thursday was only to be used if needed and as a continuation meeting. And certainly, I can understand your concerns, and I think that should have been taken to the body as a whole. You could certainly have the prerogative to take that meeting off the calendar because there was no continuation meeting announced at the PNB meeting that we had last, our telephone PNB meeting. So it's only logical that obviously the moment that PNB meeting was over with no continuation meeting scheduled, that could be taken off the calendar and should be. And certainly on the calendar, words like tentative, pending, or an asterisk at the bottom of the calendar with our motion saying only in need of a continuation meeting would that go forward. If we elect to do that, I'm like Nia, I don't need a second meeting. But I just want to be consistent about if the full board, without objection, passed that motion, then the full board should then vote to rescind it when a compelling argument is made to do so.